welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
It's good to be back with you this month in the broadcast. We'll pick up in our study in John chapter 1. We left off last time in verse number 27. And the John the Baptist speaking here, and he says, "He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose." And here the John the Baptist speaking about the sandals, the shoes of the Lord Jesus Christ, showing the humility that John the Baptist has and the reverence, the honor that the Lord Jesus Christ is due. He says, "I'm not worthy to unfasten his shoes." And we spoke last time about how our humility is. Do we have the humility that's like John the Baptist humility? Well, we should. Verse number 28, "These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan where John was baptizing." And so it gives us an idea of the location where these things took place. Here in verse number 29, we pick it up. "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Here John, seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, it's been manifested to John of the Lord, and we're going to see more about that in this chapter, that this one, Jesus of Nazareth, is the Christ. He is the Lamb of God. There's something that the Father had instructed John the Baptist about, how he would know who the Lord Jesus Christ or who the Messiah would be, and how that John would come to know that. Even though John and the Lord Jesus Christ are cousins, evidently John the Baptist did not know what the Lord Jesus Christ looked like. The Father and his instruction of John the Baptist there in the wilderness in the hill country of Judea, he told him a thing that we'll see here in the scripture that will let him know of a surety who the Messiah, who the Savior is. And so he knows this, and he says to those round about, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." It is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, is the only one that can take away our sins. Nothing we can do, nothing we can pay, nothing we can promise. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation through him and through him alone, by repentance and faith in him, is the only way sinners can be saved, and he is the only one that can take away sin. It's not what we can add to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not what we can take away from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ alone. He is the sacrifice. He is the atonement. He is the payment and paid for the redemption of his people there on the cross of Calvary. Verse number 30, "This is he of whom I said," John speaks, "After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me." Here John giving indication of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is God, that he was before John's existence. He says, he's coming after me. I've been sent ahead, as it's been prophesied. I've been sent ahead of him, but he's the one that you would really want to have come. He is preferred before me because salvation's in the Lord Jesus Christ, deliverance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those things that the Lord Jesus Christ would accomplish in his life, in his ministry, in his crucifixion, his death, burial, and resurrection, John says and gives an indication that those are the things that are needed for sinners to be saved. He cometh after me, but he's preferred before me because he was before me. Verse 31, "And I knew him not." So we're going to have how this worked with John. "I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." So I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he looked like, but I know that he is coming because he's been instructed of the Father. He's going to continue to open this up to us and show us more about this. "And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel." I knew that he would be shown of the Lord to Israel. I know that that's the case. I know during the time of my ministry, the Savior would be shown forth to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. If we understand historically, there had been no other that had ever come baptizing the way that John did. Baptism being a token, baptism being a symbol, it's an act signifying what had happened to the sinner. Of course, John the Baptist was preaching the coming Messiah, the Messiah that was even there in their midst, but he's the one that would save sinners. He is the one that should be believed in. He is the one that sinners should repent of their sins toward God. And in that baptizing, to signify the salvation of the Lord in that sinner, not for salvation, but because of salvation. And John is sent baptizing with water because of this gospel that he preaches and of the Savior that is very near that he is given indication about through his own ministry. Verse 32, and John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Verse 33, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. So here verses 32 and 33, John gives us an indication of how things went. He said, when he came to me to be baptized, and the Lord Jesus Christ came some 60 miles from Galilee down to where John was baptizing, when I baptized him, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. It stayed there on him. And John says in verse number 33, and I knew him not. I didn't know who he was until what the Father had instructed me, what God had instructed me, John the Baptist speaking, but he that sent me to baptize with water. Who's that speaking about? John saying, God sent me to baptize with water. John was sent of God Almighty to baptize with water, to be that forerunner prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures, that forerunner for Christ, to make a people prepared for the Lord. He said, I didn't know who the Savior was, but the one that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, okay, here John quoting what God had told him, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same as he which doth baptize with the Holy Ghost. Father, the Lord God had told John, said, when you see the Spirit descending from heaven and abiding on this one, that's the sign of the Savior. That's the sign of my Son. That's the sign of the Lamb. John says, the one that sent me to baptize. John's not a freelancer, as is no minister in the scripture ever is, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we're going to see in this book as we go through, he says many times, I'm not doing what I want to do. I'm doing what the Father has sent me to do. John the Baptist gives that same testimony. He says, I'm not here of my own accord. I've been sent with a message to preach. I've been sent to be looking for the Savior. I've been sent with instruction how to find out and determine who the Savior is. And he says here, this one upon whom the Spirit descends and remains on him, he is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost baptism. It's been made into something that it's not ever since. No doubt it was preached. We have many in this day that speak about Holy Ghost baptism. Frankly, folks, it's been made into more than what it truly is. From whom comes salvation? Jonah 2:9 says, salvation's of the Lord. By what way does salvation come? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says to those Ephesian children of God there in that church in Ephesus that the apostle writes to by the inspiration of the Lord, he says, and you hath he, that is God, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Everlasting life, salvation, is given by the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to see that evidenced in John chapter 5, where the Lord Jesus Christ says, as the Father has the ability to give life, so has the Son the ability to give life. It's been ordered and ordained by God the Father that it be so. In John chapter 5, the Lord Jesus Christ goes on to speak about judgment being given unto him by the Father, so that the Son would be honored as the Father is honored. Judges are to be honored and to be feared. And the Father has made it so that his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, he is the one that is the Savior. He is the one that is the judge. He is the one that saves sinners. He baptizes with the Holy Ghost. What that's talking about is salvation, the visitation of the Spirit of God upon a sinner, the awakening, the illumination, the bringing from darkness to light, the bringing from sin unto righteousness, the change that only Jesus Christ can effect in a sinner, that giving of life to one who is dead in trespasses and sins. He is the Savior. He is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. He is the one that saves sinners. That's simply what it is. He is the one that moves upon the sinner and shows the sinner his need through the Word of God, through the moving of the Spirit. As he told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou seest hearest the sound thereof. The Spirit of God moves as the wind does. We don't see the Spirit of God, but we see the effects of the Spirit of God. And life, everlasting life, is the effect of the Spirit of God. John says, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same as he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. So John is given an indication by the Father. This is the one you're looking for, John. He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. It's only the Lord. It's only God that has the Spirit of God that moves and quickens men. And so John is told this by the Father, or God Almighty, that has sent him and ordained him to come and preach and look for the Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ comes to John there at Jordan and is baptized of him, and then the Spirit of God descends and abides on the Lord Jesus Christ at that time. John knows that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the sanction of God Almighty. We see the sanction of the Trinity. The Son goes to the man sent by God the Father to baptize. That's John the Baptist. John testifies of that here. We see Jesus Christ there. We see God the Father speaking from heaven as the Lord Jesus Christ comes up out of the water and says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And then we see the Holy Spirit of God descending from heaven like a dove and abiding on the Lord Jesus Christ. The sanction of God Almighty upon the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I see our time has passed, and we thank you for joining us in this broadcast. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.